Now for our story.
I guess you'd rather I didn't do it, wouldn't you, Lefty? You'd rather not have me around here. Even if you knew I was doing it just for you. So you wouldn't get hurt.
Del Shipley waited for an answer from the man who once had loved her. It was late, almost midnight, as she sat facing Lefty in his little cabin. In the silence of the room, the ticking of the clock was solemn. And while she waited tensely for Lefty to speak, Del's thoughts went back.
That clock. The minutes go so fast. Here we are, two middle-aged, lonely people. Because Lefty is lonely, whether he knows it or not. It's so wasteful, so useless for us to go on like this. After all, if you only have one life, why not make the best of it? But Lefty doesn't see that. He's all wrapped up in Peggy, that's the trouble. He's living his life through her, his daughter. And if he only knew, Peggy's going to hurt him now. More than he's ever been hurt before. Because if she married this Nicholas Dawn, and gives up Bill, the man she really loves, she's sure to be miserable. Lefty couldn't stand that. He loves her so. Oh, if only he wouldn't shut me out of his life. Maybe I could find a way to stop the marriage. I don't know how. Without breaking my promise to Lisa, but maybe I could find a way. If he'd only trust me. Why doesn't he answer?
Do I want you around? Even if I know you're doing it just to keep me from being hurt? I don't know what you're driving at. How are you going to keep me from being hurt?
I can't explain, Lefty. But I think you're making a terrible mistake. I don't want you to suffer for it someday.
I can take care of myself. You worry about yourself, and I'll manage my own life. I know what I'm doing.
Well, Lefty, I told Aunt Mary when she asked me to run this young people's thing for her that I probably wouldn't see my way clear to do it. The plan has a lot of bugs in it anyway. But even so, if things were different with us, with you and me, I might have taken a flyer on it. It'd be kind of fun to run a place for the young people to have for their very own hangout, dancing and such. But as it is, well, it'd be silly.
Don't you see why, Dale? This kind of thing won't do either of us any good. You're all upset now, and I'm sorry about it, but there's nothing I can do.
Being the kind of a guy you are, I suppose you can't do anything about it.
Well, I'm not just being stubborn. I know I'm right.
And yet a lot of people might think you were all wrong. Here you are with a daughter who doesn't know you're her father, who's about to get married. Well, what do you have then? Nothing. Nothing but a lot of memories.
Maybe I like it that way. As to Peggy's getting married, the sooner the better, so far as I'm concerned. She's marrying a fine boy. I've been wanting her to marry Nicholas for a long time.
You really wanted to marry Nicholas, Dawn?
Sure I do.
But Lefty, Aunt Mary is sure
that... I know. Aunt Mary's never been in favor of Peggy's marrying Nicholas. She's been pulling for Bill Meade all along.
That's because she knows Peggy's in love with Bill.
Oh, rats. Peggy's not in love with him any more than I'm in love with...
How do you know?
She told me so a long time ago.
Maybe she's changed.
Why would she change? Bill's the same guy. She's the same girl. No reason to change.
Well, everyone isn't like you. Some people are willing to acknowledge they made a mistake. Once in a while.
Sometimes I get so mad I could see red. The way everybody's bound and determined to connect Peggy and Bill. It's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Oh, Lefty. Sometimes you can be so blind, so stubborn.
I think I know what's best for my own daughter.
But you may not know what you're doing. It may be a terrible mistake for Peggy to marry this man.
Why? Nicholas loves her. I think she loves him.
Lefty, you're making a terrible mistake for Peggy's good.
You're a fine one to talk about Peggy's welfare after the way you treated her in Chicago.
What I did was for you, Lefty, even though you'll never believe it.
And now you come busting in here and try to tell me Peggy shouldn't marry the guy she's chosen. What do you know about it, anyway?
Oh, I can't tell you that. But believe me, I know what I'm saying.
It looks to me as if you're way out of line, Del. Way out.
Look, Lefty. You admitted a while ago that if it hadn't been for me, you might never have found Peggy.
Yeah, that's true. So what?
And when Peggy came up to Chicago, I did my best for her, didn't I?
At first you did.
What happened later was nobody's fault, if you come right down to it. It was a misunderstanding.
Yeah. You misunderstanding Peggy.
Oh, Lefty. You refuse to forget, to let bygones be bygones. You want to live with this injury. You say I did you and Peggy.
I can't forget it, Del. I'll never be able to.
Well, you don't want to. That's why. If you did... Oh, what's the use? I knew I was a fool, thinking you'd ever change.
You can't say I didn't warn you.
No. You made it plain enough how you felt. I should have known better than to come here. But I had to stick my neck out. So here we are, glaring at each other across the room when it all might have been so different.
Well, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be, Del. I told you before, I don't want to hurt you. That's why I've been staying away from Aunt Mary since you got down here. I wish you'd let well enough alone.
I thought I might be able to knock a little sense into you, but I guess I should have known better.
Well, all I know is you're getting ahead of yourself when you come barging in and try to tell me who Peggy should or shouldn't marry. It seems to me that's Peggy's business, mine.
Well, what about Aunt Mary? Doesn't she come in somewhere?
Well, sure. She has her opinions. But Peggy's a free-grown woman. She has a right to make up her mind, her own mind, about her future.
But if there's a way to save her from making a terrible mistake...
How can you know it's a mistake? You don't know Nicholas or Bill. You don't know what's been going on.
You just have to take my word for it. I know what I'm talking about. Please, Lefty, for once in your life, don't be stubborn. Peggy's whole future happiness is mixed up in this thing.
You must be nuts, Dale. You don't understand. You couldn't. All this trouble we've had with Bill Meade. Look at all the grief he dragged Peggy through. And now, just because he's got a divorce, he starts coming around trying to get back in her good favor.
But, Lefty, how does Peggy feel about him? Even if you don't.
Peggy? What do you think? I just told you she's marrying Nicholas. That ought to be answer enough.
Not necessarily.
Ye gods, Peggy knows better than to get tied up with a guy like Bill. Maybe even have to bring up Kid Meade's child. Why should she want to do a thing like that?
Lefty, suppose Bill Meade didn't have a child. Then what?
What's the point of supposing a thing like that? We know he has, and he wants to get custody of it. Naturally, Peggy doesn't want anything to do with a deal like that.
Lefty, look at me. You've made a lot of mistakes in your time. Because you get some idea in your head and you refuse to change. This time, if you don't try to delay Peggy's marriage, you're going to make the worst mistake you've ever made in your life.
Oh, you're crazy, Dale.
No, I'm not. This stubbornness of yours has caused me a lot of grief. And I've stood it. But this time, you're going to hurt yourself, too, in the long run. Because it's going to hurt Peggy, too. It's going to hurt your own daughter.
Del Shipley was desperately worried. If Lefty only would believe she was trying to help Peggy. For she knew the child which stood between Lefty's daughter and Bill Meade, the man she loved, was not Bill's child, was actually the baby son of Lisa Fenner. It was strange, Del thought. The reason she and Lefty were separated now was that once she'd almost revealed a secret, almost told Peggy who her father was. Now she'd promised Lisa Fenner to keep her story secret. And yet perhaps the only way to save Lefty's daughter from unhappiness might be to break her word to Lisa.